This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
This is the place for news and politics in the overnights across America. My name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course, this morning on this special edition of the broadcast. And we're broadcasting, of course, from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And, of course, via satellite on the GCN network. And if you're streaming on the program this morning, we want to welcome you as well. And for everybody working across the overnight hours in America, we want to give you a special shout out. Now, as we've been saying, we're not going to be able to take your phone calls this morning. This is a special edition of the program. We're doing some logistical things behind the scenes for the program right now. We're going to be able to take your phone calls here in about the middle of the week, if not sooner. But we've got a lot of great things in store on the program as we move through the weekend moving forward and talk about having great things in store. We've got our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, also the author of Nullification, joining us this morning. Frank, thanks for joining us on this special edition.
Anytime and always. I guess the America's Third Watch AWAC is grounded because of the weather.
that's what we're going with. That's right.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Frank, well, there's so much to talk about. Of course, we know that Israel is preparing, and they're going to be having a massive response. We know it's going to be door-to-door. We know it's going to be protracted. But one of the things that's happening in all of this as well is that Saudi Arabia seems to now have just put this Israel deal away, that they were looking to have normalized relations, and now they're engaging with Iran. I mean, this can't get any worse, can it?
Well, it can get worse if we see a bright light out the window, but that would be the only way.
Right.
Obviously, the Arab world did not care for the Saudis talking normalization with Israel. One could make a solid argument that Iran helped in plotting this and executing it, and that it was timed to kill that deal and bring the Saudis back into the fold for the Islamo-fascist and devout Islamic community throughout the Middle East, seeing as how they're the holder of Mecca and Medina. So, there's more than small moving parts here, and I think it was a very significant calculation by the Iranian mullahs to force Saudi Arabia's hand here. That said, Israel's going to go through the Gaza and the West Bank. I think they're done with this. So for at least the foreseeable future, the Middle East is on eggshells.
Well, I absolutely wholeheartedly agree, and you're right. Every single time, even going back through the last 30, 40 years or so, whenever there was a hint of peace, and certainly within the last 25 years, every time there was a hint of peace to happen, you have some kind of terrorist attack that absolutely derails everything, and this is maybe the ultimate expression of that so far.
Well, yeah, and it's a solid theory to lay your weight on as well. The Islamo-fascist world, the world of Islam in the Middle East, they don't like change. It's evident with their culture and their societies. It's evident in the way they treat the women if the administrations in these countries are devout. And that's why I don't say radical anymore. We call it radical because people are in the streets shooting innocent people, decapitating babies, charring their bodies. But when you read the Quran and the Hadith, you realize it's a religion of conquest. And what they're doing is being devout to what the book says. See a Jew behind the rock, smite the Jew. And, you know, so there's a great movement inside the world of Islam, people like Zuhdi Jasser, who have been working for over 20 years, sometimes 30 years, to expunge the violent tenets of Islam and create a new version of it. But the devout just won't have it. And they won't be satisfied until they can claim the land that Israel exists on. So you know, that's why I'm talking about the eggshells. It's just dark times in the Middle East.
Indeed. And, you know, and I'm glad that you said that. It's because what we see moving forward here, I can't imagine right now. Everybody wants peace, obviously, ultimately. But I don't see how that happens because Israel can't just sit there and take it. They can't pretend that it really didn't happen. They can't just succumb to some ceasefire, call for a ceasefire, basically. They're going to go through this until they have wiped out Hamas. Whether the world supports them or not, it would seem.
And that's what's going to give plausible deniability to useless organizations like the United Nations. Everybody forgets that the United Nations sat down and created the state of Israel because of what the Jews had gone through prior to that creation of that nation state. But yet, every time a Middle Eastern country, an Arab country, an Islamo-fascist country, every time they go after Israel for its existence, the UN doesn't have any guts or spine to be able to stand up and say, you know, these are the borders that were created. You attack them, and those borders move. Because to the victor goes the spoils in a war. Hamas, they don't care. The people who are on the front lines dying believe they're going to heaven for having hacked apart those little babies.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's grisly. It's inhuman. It is just the kind of thing I heard it described, of course, as medieval. I think that's exactly what it is. Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. We're going to be right back on the other side of this short break. And when we return, folks, we're going to talk more about this. Plus, we're going to ask Frank about some of the other news that's going on, especially what's happening in the House of Representatives vis-a-vis the Speaker or having no Speaker. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we race across your radio dial here on this special edition, this Monday morning edition of the program. And we're going to be right back with our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, the author of the book Nullification here in just a couple of minutes, a couple of moments. But obviously, we want you to head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's my home website, my podcast website, if you want to send us a direct message this week while we're not able to take your telephone calls. But go ahead and do that, and we'll see the messages. We'll be able to comment on them as we move through the week. But coming about middle this week, we're going to be retooled, everything ready to go behind the scenes. It's all happening, folks, and it's also all because of you, because we really appreciate you listening to the program. All right, back with Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle, I missed saying that in the first segment.
That's right. Yeah, I missed it as well. But that's I appreciate that, and that's a great sort of logo that you have. I love it. All right, so Mr. Frank, let's continue. We do have, of course, all these things happening in the Middle East. There doesn't seem to be any end in sight. You mentioned too in the first segment, as I said, well, you know, can it get any worse? And you said, well, as long as there's not a bright light. One of the things that is very, very concerning is the idea that Iran has the ability to either, if not already constructed one, to construct a nuclear weapon. But not just that, they have the material, they have radioactive material in order to do all kinds of things, dirty bombs, other things that would be very devastating as well.
Sure, incorporating them into IEDs. You know, dirty bombs into IEDs. I mean, there's a whole landscape out there where nothing good comes of this with regard to nuclear. We have to operate under the knowledge that Iran can do this. We can't believe that after all of these years with the IAEA not being allowed in to see things, with the construction of underground facilities in Iran, we have to assume that they have nuclear capability. Only a fool wouldn't.
Indeed.
So we have to prepare for that. But I don't think, you know, it's when we say, oh, will Iran have nuclear capability? People think ICBMs and cruise missiles and things like that, technology from the first world. I don't believe they would employ it like that. I think you're looking at, like you said, dirty bombs, dirty IEDs. They're much cheaper to make. And they're easier to get into the hands of their proxies like Hezbollah and Hamas and Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades and the other associated terror organizations with which they are the world sponsor. So how do you combat that? How do you combat an IED that's laced with dirty bomb material?
Exactly. Well, I know we don't have a crystal ball, but I think a lot of people in this country, in the United States, are worried that Iran and its agents would want to try to pull off another spectacular, you know, grand-scale attack against the United States. Do you think that is something that they're... I mean, we didn't know this was coming, evidently. God only knows what they're really trying to plan for the U.S.
Yeah, I had a spook friend of mine, and that's not a racial thing. That is that's a moniker for a former spy,
right?
An intelligence officer. I had a friend of mine who's a spook pop up last night and said, "Remember when the FBI says there are no specific credible threats? It means there are credible threats."
Yeah, that's
not specific.
Yeah, that's.
That's a little hair-raising on the back of your neck. We're all focused on Ukraine. We're all focused on what's happening in the Middle East. We've already got proof positive over the last two years and some months that we have an administration that's inept or in bed with our enemies. You know, you don't release $6 billion in sweetener ransom money when you're supposed to be swapping people who have been imprisoned. You know, that's Iran saying, here's a thumb on my nose to you. We want $6 billion more. Well, that freed up $6 billion for them to be able to help orchestrate what happened in Israel.
Well,
we know that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and no matter what the State Department says, no matter what the White House says, you know, they didn't use that money. They didn't get it yet. Or whatever excuse they want to make, I don't see how any person walking down the street in the United States of America could say, you know, yeah, that just had no effect on their deciding to really go with this operation.
Yeah, as an aside, that's the same argument that that abortion advocates use for their pro-abortion movement. The money's not going for abortions. It's going for women's health to Planned Parenthood. Well, that frees up the money. It's the same deal. You know, so marry those two thoughts together next time you want to think about when they subsidize somebody who says, but it's not for that, because that's just a load.
Right.
You know, with the threat to the United States, you know, I think we should be, if we still had the color-coded charts, I think we'd be somewhere in the middle to the more critical colors here, because we don't have any border. Iran's been bragging about who they're putting into the country. You know, and we know from 9/11 that terrorists know how to keep their mouth shut once they get on a U.S. soil.
Well, that's right. And it sort of harkens back to those pre-9/11 days. You know, those terrorists lived among Americans. They lived in this great country of opportunity, this great country of having a great future. All you got to do is work hard, and that future can be yours. And they didn't bat an eye, Frank, when they went out that morning and got on those airplanes. It's evil.
Yeah, that's because they're devout. Really, if you're devout in that religion, you are supposed to be facilitating the global control of all peoples to Islam. They were soldiers. They believed themselves soldiers when they slammed those airplanes into the Twin Towers, into the Pentagon. And thank God we had some brave people on Flight 93 that put that one into the ground instead of into the Capitol building.
Exactly.
But this is the foe we face when you're talking about the Middle East, and this is why we must support Israel in what they're doing here. Even if it means, you know what, it's a great argument. We've given Ukraine armaments. We've given them money. We've given them direction. We have helped train them. That's got to be it now, because Israel's more important. And I know there's a lot of people that might argue with this with me. The existence of Israel in the Middle East is infinitely more important than the conflict between Vladimir Putin and the people of Ukraine.
I agree.
For where the U.S. comes in.
Well, sure. And also, they're our friend in the Middle East. They're our biggest ally. They have been, obviously, since its creation. But yet, there's this wave, and I just even hate to say it, but there's this wave of anti-Semitism out there where you have entertainment people or you have media people. And certainly, what we're seeing on some of these college campuses is really, really alarming. You know, this idea that somehow Hamas is justified doing what it did and this kind of thing is ridiculous.
Well, and I was glad to see last week, if there can be a good aspect to this issue, that a Harvard alum in a gentleman by a hedge fund manager with the last name of Aikman, I believe, got some CEOs together, and they were talking. He said, we want to identify the people that signed these letters of support for Hamas on the college campuses because they're never getting a job with us, ever.
That's amazing.
And yeah. Alan Dershowitz is working on getting those names published, and there's a backlash on this. These young kids who should be in class, rather than trying to pretend that they know everything, they're not going to be working in their field if they keep it up.
No, because it will follow you. I mean, everybody has the right to their opinion and to express themselves, but everybody, you know, when you go so contrary to common sense, yeah, it can affect whether or not people want to work with you. So you have a right to say it, but other people have a right to react and to form opinions about you. That's the way the world works.
Yeah, there are consequences to statements and abuse of power like this. A lot of these leaders, if that's what you want to call somebody who is in their very early 20s and not with a sheepskin yet, were declaring their support for pro-Hamas activities over in Israel without fully informing the members of their groups that they were signing on to these petitions. So that's not responsible. That's manipulating and abusing your position.
Indeed.
And I hope none of them get to work in their chosen professions if you're going to be that stupid.
Well, there may just be professional protesters maybe moving forward. All right, Frank, can you stick around for a third segment?
You bet.
All right, everybody, stay right there because we're going to have more with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. He's also the author of the book Nullification, and we are going to be right back here on the broadcast. Don't go anywhere because there is a lot more to come. Happy Monday, everybody.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in an unannounced visit to the West Bank yesterday. Later in the day, he traveled to Iraq, giving a press conference in Baghdad. Blinken says he believes progress is being made to keep the conflict regional, but has a warning for Iran.
We will take every necessary step to protect our people. We're not looking for conflict with Iran. We've made that very clear. But we'll do what's necessary to protect our personnel, be they military or civilian.
A judge has ruled a teacher, Abigail Zwarner, who was shot by her six-year-old student, can proceed with a $40 million lawsuit against Virginia school officials for failing to act on warnings. The Newport News School Board argued she was only entitled to workman's compensation because the injuries happened at work. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
All right, racing across your radio dial here on this special edition, Monday morning edition of the program. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much more to talk about as we continue through the program this morning. Once again, joined by our good friend, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and, of course, author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, good morning again. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about Israel this morning and what's happening there. But here, stateside, we still don't have a Speaker of the House. Scalise dropped out. Jordan didn't have a whole lot of support, enough at all, to get going. What's happening? Where are we going from here?
Well, you know, it's we're going through the same process that we had the first time when the Kevin McCarthy gerrymandered his working capital to become the speaker. I think Jim Jordan's a little bit more of a serious proposition. I'm kind of surprised that he gave up he's looking to give up his position as head of the committees that he's on. I think there's some very powerful things he could have done, but you know, if he ends up being the speaker, I think Republicans, even the far right contingent that was integral in removing McCarthy, I think they can go along with Jordan. I'm certain that it's giving agita to Liz Cheney out in Wyoming because she can't stand the guy, which makes me a little happy. But Jim Jordan's a solid pick. Now, what will he negotiate away in order to solidify the votes that he needs? Because he's going to need all Republican votes on this one. Democrats don't want to cooperate on anything.
Well, exactly, you know,
so
right. Yeah.
I'm sure that Matt Gaetz, as the titular leader of the far right in the House, because he's grabbing the microphones every time he gets a chance. We'll want to claw some more power to the far right Freedom Caucus faction. But we all need to remember that Jim Jordan was a part of the Freedom Caucus. He's actually kind of an elder in it. So when he has to negotiate with people who are way too far, and there is a way too far right, I'm saying a lot of conservatives are going to, the eyebrow will go up with them, but I'm not a big government kind of guy. I don't believe government needs to be the solution to everything. That's why I enjoyed the decision that came out of the Supreme Court about abortion. Go back to the states where it belongs, where the Constitution says it must. So when we're talking about who should be the speaker, it's got to be somebody devoted to limited government. And Jordan has proved a few different times over his tenure in the House of Representatives that he's not for a governmental solution to everything. You know, whether it's a restriction or whether it's an expansion. We don't have a centralized government in the United States, or at least we're not supposed to. And it appears to me that Jordan understands that.
Mm-hmm.
But how much will he have to negotiate away in order to buy those votes? Because that's what this is right now. It's vote shopping.
Well, and of course, there's a lot of practicality that comes into play at this time. We don't have a speaker. We have a speaker pro tem, but we don't have an elected speaker of the House. That obviously causes some issues, even looking at national security issues having to do with the war in Israel. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's just the way things have been going. Now, certainly the Republicans, at least on the Matt Gaetz faction and so forth, they've got to understand that at some point, too, we have to have something functioning. Otherwise, it will be seen as total disarray moving into the presidential election.
And that's what the left is shopping. If you get on the Hakeem Jeffries X page and read his posts, they are trying so hard to say that this is a civil war inside the Republican Party. It's a civil war. It's nothing but chaos. The Republicans are chaotic. Well, it's been the left that hasn't moved anything but spend through the House and through the Senate ever since Biden took office. Their campaign, I don't think, is going to work as well as Mr. Jeffries believes it is. But there's something to be said there. We don't know what's coming, and we do have to be able to move legislation through the House, especially authority legislation that allows for expenditures.
Right.
If it goes upside down and sideways over in Israel, we need to be able to move fast in order to be able to loosen up funds to get into a war footing. Right now, we don't. The Biden administration hasn't even replaced the stockpiles that we've given to Ukraine when it comes to armaments.
Well, sure.
So that's going to have to be something that comes out of the public trough, the governmental public trough here in the United States. And, if you're not ready, it takes time to build those things.
Well, exactly right.
Not being able to move anything through the House, even if it's critical, is not a good thing.
And there are others across planet Earth that would love to take advantage of this kind of thing. Certainly China's watching all of this very, very carefully. I can't imagine, a third problem popping up in 24 hours, or overnight. China decides to move against Taiwan. I know that they would probably have to have a little bit more build up perhaps before they actually, quote unquote, pull the trigger on it. But they're watching our response. And by the way, there's been a lot of questions at the press briefing room at the White House about the 27 Americans so far that we know that have been killed in the Hamas massacres, and yet no real response by this commander in chief. So our foes look at this and say, well, what's this guy going to do? Maybe nothing about anything.
Yeah, when you have a strong leader, I'll blanket that general statement. When you have a strong leader, the world looks at you with a wary eye because they don't know what you're going to do from a position of strength. Or, after 9/11, the Islamic world was like, are they going to nuke the caves of Tora Bora? is, you know, Bush is the kind of guy who would do that. Is he going to do it? They thought the same thing about Reagan in the Cold War. He's out of his mind. He's nuts. You know, we don't know how to read him. He's dangerous. I'm sure the Iranian mullahs were thinking the same thing during the Trump administration. We don't know how to read him. He makes us nervous. Well, Biden doesn't make anybody nervous. They're looking to see what he's going to do in response to this, and he's still trying to get the oatmeal off his chin.
Right. Well, I think people do get nervous, but they're nervous that he's going to fall down the stairs again or something, or say something weird, you know, that makes no sense. Or, I mean, that kind of nervousness is not good. But you're right. I'm glad you brought up Trump and Reagan and Bush, especially in Trump's case, they were thinking, well, this guy's not even a quote-unquote traditional politician, so we don't know what he's going to how he's going to respond. So in other words, you try to keep your enemy guessing, so maybe they just recalculate and say, well, not today, we're not going to do it today.
Yeah, remember coming out of that, and for those of us old enough to remember, remember coming out of the Carter administration, the Democrats and the people overseas, the Russians, were saying the same thing. This guy's going to start a war. He's going to use nuclear weapons. He's out of his mind. He's dangerous.
He's dangerous.
But you didn't see what happened under Reagan going into George H.W. Bush. The wall came down.
Right.
Because they couldn't read the strong leader, and it tempered what they could do. With Biden, we're seeing it in real time. The very first meeting between China and the United States and Alaska, they not only dressed down Blinken and everybody else, they said, and you're not negotiating from a position of power anymore, so eat it and smile. You know, that's not a way to have people guessing about you. You want to have the strength and the fear factor to be able to pump into situations so that people are limited in what they can come back to do.
And ultimately, that saves lives. That saves American lives. That keeps the world stable, actually. Yeah,
it keeps babies in the kibbutzes in Israel from being beheaded and burnt.
Exactly. This is so grisly and so terrible that it's we can't even hardly speak it, but yet they have done it. This is 2023, for God's sake, and this is still happening on planet Earth. We got about 30 seconds, Frank. I just want to say, do you have any closing comment or anything else you want to add to this?
We need to join in this push that we're seeing by the CEOs to exact consequences from the uneducated, entitled loudmouths on the college campuses where it comes to Israel and Hamas. Hamas is a bloodthirsty horde. They decapitate babies, rape women, set people on fire to leave them their charred bodies for their families to find, and they're celebrating it.
Horrible.
So,
yeah.
You know, we've got to take a stand. This has got to be the line in the sand.
Well said. Couldn't have said it better myself. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification. Thank you, sir, and we will see you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Take care. And we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through the overnight hours across America. We are the place for news and politics. And as we head into this final segment of the morning on this special edition for Monday, we've been telling you, we're going to have a couple of special editions this week. And then as we get about to the middle of the week and we get our logistical things taken care of behind the scenes, as we're working to make some great new things for the program to happen, we'll be able to start taking your phone calls again. Up until that time, of course, you can go to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my podcast website. And you can send me a direct message if you'd like to send me a message. There's a link right there. Just click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. So we do have a lot more to talk about as we head into the final segment. We also want to let you know that Dominic's Blinds and Decor is bringing you this portion of the program. Now, they're the best when it comes to blinds, cellular shades, and shutters, of course. And from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. Now, they're located in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. You can schedule an appointment with them or just stop on by. And if you're outside the Sarasota area, you can check them out on the web, dominicsblinds.com. That's dominicsblinds.com, spelled dominicsblinds.com. So dominicsblinds.com. Check them out and see what they can do for you. All right. Well, there's a lot of did he or didn't he? I think that's a question about Joe Biden. But according to a new AP poll, this is by way of Newsmax, majority says Biden at least unethical, and a plurality says that he did illegal things. Ethical concerns are casting a shadow over President Joe Biden as he seeks re-election amid ongoing investigations into his son Hunter and an impeachment inquiry, with a poll showing that 35% of U.S. adults believe the president himself has done something illegal. An additional 33% say they think the Democrat president behaved unethically, but not illegally. And 30% say Joe Biden did nothing wrong, according to the poll. The results of the survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research reflect both a vast political divide and skepticism about the morality of government leaders. House Republicans, of course, have launched an impeachment inquiry into Biden, seeking to tie the president to the foreign business dealings of his 53-year-old son. Hunter Biden is facing a separate criminal indictment, of course, by special counsel after a plea deal in tax and gun case fell apart. Now, the idea that Biden is the big guy and so forth, this is becoming so entrenched, it seems. And it's one of those things like, you know, there are these stories about politicians and what they're up to and what they do. And there, a lot of times there are sort of apocryphal stories that sort of come out of nowhere and nobody knows exactly where it happened or what it is, but we kind of know something went wrong. And a lot of times those stories will dissipate, because when you get down to the nitty gritty or get into a real serious investigation, it all starts to fall apart. They just simply go from allegations, in some cases, of course, to a big nothing, right? But in the case of the Bidens, in the case of Joe Biden and especially Hunter Biden, it seems like every single turn of the proverbial archaeological spade here, right? Every single turn seems to make things worse for Joe Biden and for Hunter Biden, for the Biden family, for all these things, and the money trail and what Comer is figuring out with these committees, even Jim Jordan and so forth, what they're finding out. And then, of course, getting to the point where even people like Jonathan Turley say, look, yeah, these are allegations, but there's good evidence to keep moving forward, namely for an official impeachment inquiry. Now, will it lead to impeachment? We don't know. But the point is that these stories aren't evaporating, right? These allegations aren't simply falling down. And in our country, of course, one of the main things to do is to investigate allegations. And when those allegations, if they do sort of go poof into the ether, well, then we know that there was nothing there. We sort of move on. But if we keep getting more evidence, as I said, with every turn of the proverbial archaeological spade, as they dig through all this stuff, it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. Well, what do you expect? So I'm not surprised about this poll at this point, because no matter what, there's the 30% in there. Joe Biden did nothing wrong. Well, I think those become almost rock bottom bases. Like they become like floors in these kinds of situations, I think. Because you're going to have a certain percentage that's going to say, no, Joe Biden's our guy. He how could he have done something wrong? I'm for Joe Biden. That's just the way it's going to be. And you're almost never going to be able to convince them otherwise based on the evidence as it keeps coming out. So that's not going to change. But what can change dramatically are going to be not only Republicans per se, but also Democrats, rank and file Democrats across the highways and byways. I'm not talking about the Democrat Party elite. I'm talking about Democrats across the highways and byways. And once they start figuring it out, and once they start seeing and they start changing their minds, well, then you're going to have a tsunami effect. And all this is leading up to, I think, that they are going to change Biden at the for the nomination. They have to. I think that decision's probably already been made. It's probably just a matter of timing. It's a matter of circumstance. Certainly, the events in Israel might change that a little bit. But as we get into early next year, I think it'll become more readily apparent that that's happening. All right, well, before we leave you this morning, let's end on an up note. We have so many things happening across the world, across the country. Let's send you off into your Monday here with a little bit of an up note. I saw this article, How Often Should You Wash Your Jeans? I kid you not. The Levi's CEO, though, is now settling the debate, this according to CNBC. For most pieces of clothing, it's clear they should be washed after a few wears, but jeans can be more divisive, with some even saying to never wash them. And in parts, Levi Strauss CEO, Charles Burr, may be to blame for that, even though he didn't quite mean for that to be the main takeaway from an event he spoke at back in 2014. He says, I never said don't wash your jeans, he clarified in a conversation with CNBC's Christine Tan as part of the Managing Asia show broadcast last month. Burr still doesn't use a washing machine to clean his denim. True denim heads, he says, people that really love their denim, will tell you to never put your denim in a washing machine. So that's what I do, he says. I think that's what a lot of people do. I think everybody puts their blue jeans in the washer. The article continues. Denim lovers say they say washing jeans rather will impact their shape and color, while keeping them unwashed will improve their appearance through creases and exposure to the elements. Not washing them is also said to make them last longer, as it will prevent the denim's fibers from wearing down, which could lead to holes or rips. But Berg also doesn't just leave his jeans to get messy and covered in dirt. He says, if I drop some curry on my jeans, I clean it off, but I spot clean it, he says. And if they get really gross, you know, I've been sweating or something else, it gets really gross, I wash them in the shower. But he washes them, he says, you get in the shower with your jeans on and wash them that way. I don't know. I don't think I'm ready for that. I'm not going to do that. But maybe some people do if they're true denim heads. And of course, who doesn't love their favorite pair of blue jeans? But folks, I guess you never know. I don't know. Mrs. Professor would probably not let me not wash my jeans forever. I think there would probably be something that would happen in that where suddenly I would be admonished, maybe, to go and say, these can walk around by themselves at this point, so you got to wash them. I'm almost positive of that. And I'm not going to try that theory. I'm not going to try it because I'm pretty sure I know exactly what's going to happen with that. All right, folks, it's been a lot of fun here on this special edition of the program. Thank you for listening. I want to thank everybody out there for the great messages that we're getting. I really appreciate it. There's a lot of great things coming in and a lot of great things in store for the program. So I want to thank Joe Weaver for producing. I want to thank everybody at AM860 The Answer for all their support. I want to thank everybody at GCN. And once again, I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Now, it's Monday. Go out there, make it a great day, and we will see you on Tuesday. So, everybody out there, take care out there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.